weak solidarity brigade team listener when Zion couldn't control its itchy trigger finger any longer and resumed the slaughter, destruction and genocide of the non-land, non-people who continue to resist being an occupied non-land, non-people. Promised all hell by Zion and Zion's very, very, very close friend, the US of the UN of the US of the world, for having the gall to abide by the peace deal reached with Zion. Zion with no choice but to resume the slaughter, destruction and genocide when the non-land, non-people insisted Zion abide by the peace deal. So you support Zion inflicting hell on the non-land, non-people because they so unreasonably demanded that the peace deal be observed, we asked US of Big Supremo Donald Trump or the poor. It's horrible. They're horrible people. The worst abide by a peace agreement ever, ever. When Zion Supremo Benjamin Not Another Yahoo and Donald threaten all hell will break loose, the gates of hell, the Gaza non-land non-people breathe a sigh of relief. Thank God, things are going to get better. The UN of the US of the UN of the world and many countries condemn the resumption of slaughter, destruction and genocide, and our gutsy, courageous leader Anthony Albing Uzi, an erstwhile unflinching supporter of the non-land, non-people cause, again, all courage and integrity. Australia calls on all parties to, etc. Like, the non-land, non-people must share the blame? Call on them to what? Stop bombing and invading themselves? Recognised like Anthony and Penny and co, Zion's right to defend itself as the illegal occupying train killer force against the occupied people who have no right, as far as Anthony and Penny and co are concerned, to resist being illegally occupied and slaughtered and destroyed, resist genocide. While they're making all these pre-election pronouncements on health care, there's no doubt a backbone transplant wouldn't go astray. We have to admire Donald's expertise in real estate, sensing the real estate opportunity in the White House. No, no, don't panic. The White House, the epicenter of universal liberty, freedom and democracy, the White House bit of the White House is still the White House. But all that land around the house itself, all that lawn, for instance, going to waste. So how enterprising to turn the lawn into a Tesla-la showroom and dealership. Tesla-la, of course, shorthand for Tess Shithouse. Rent-free, because Donald's very, very close accomplice, or indeed friend, brackets temporary for all Donald's very, very close friends, can become horrible people, really horrible, deranged people, not very bright, with any slight failure to worship at the altar of blessed narcissism. Anyway, rent-free, because Elon must have more, is more than doing his bit by saving the public purse trillions through a few little cuts to, well, eradication of, non-essentials like public and social services. What a good friend Donald, prepared to make a few important big supreme announcements, not from the Oval Office, but from the front seat of a Tess shithouse in the new White House dealership. Hope this cheered up poor Elon after his latest attempt to send another of his contributions to the world economy and environment, the SpaceX Starship, which yet again a few billion dollars of heavily taxpayer-subsidized ego booster boosted off, whee, successful takeoff, for about 10 seconds, then boom! A few billion dollars of heavily taxpayer-subsidized debris crashing across Florida and the Bahamas, causing who knows what pollution and damage, but that's not Elon's problem. Elon's problem is the program hopes to send a rocket to Mars, and here it can't get more than a few hundred meters off the ground on Earth before blowing to smithereens. And what's Elon's public title again? Oh, yes, efficiency. Back here, our caring business class coalition supremo and would-be big supremo, Constable Peter Duffer, has also appointed a government efficiency expert to slash the public purse. He's shadowy minister for terra nullius, non-land, non-people, Jacinta Namby-Pamby, price too high. Jacinta sharpening the knife to take to all that wasteful public spending when all that lovely, lovely money could, indeed should, be being handed to the great world financial behemoths like PwC for pricks with confidentiality, as was the case when that lot last had the numbers. Qualifying for her terra nullius non-land, non-people role as a proud non-land, non-person by declaring, as she preached, "If you don't know, vote no." In other words, remain abysmally stupid. That white invasion has been good for the terra nullius non-land, non-people. Admirable class and racial solidarity. Well, what a surprise. Ms. Efficiency, Ms. Reduce, Ms. Slash Government Waste has been forced to repay about 11 grand for a number of improperly claimed expenses. Asked why she had been sprung so many times, her office said, "The senator is diligent and proactive in reviewing her travel claims and expenses." Phew, thank goodness for that. Imagine if she wasn't. A report this week will give Jacinta a few ideas where to start in her quest for government efficiency. Don't we hang on every word of those establishment economists the media dredge up to comment on the twists and turns of the greatest little economic order of them all? Experts all, one of my favourites, Shane, chief economist of the AMP on the workers. Such an expert, Shane oversees the AMP on super fund, which boasts the worst record of all the retail super funds. His wisdom always invaluable. But another ubiquitous favourite, Chris Dickhead-son, always ready with the economic panacea, commissioned to write this audit on government finances by the True Blue Aussie Capitalist Review, guaranteeing an objective result and doing a fair bit of Jacinta's work for her. Chris declared taxpayers are footing the bill for stupid policies, expensive stupid policies. And well, listener, top marks to Chris, because how's this for stupid? For giving $20 billion in student debt. Oh, tut, tut. Worse, those $300 electricity rebates to households. And oh dear, another $8.5 billion on bulk billing incentives. And then there's all that money wasted, money going to people with disabilities. Cost of living relief, education, health, disabilities, wastage, 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 public wastrels. Chris, we ask Chris, what about the billions on corporate welfare, subsidies to the fossils to keep polluting and polluting, billions to our favourite Gina, for instance, tax concessions, a massive range of corporate incentives, obvious stupid policies? Good God, no. You obviously know nothing about how the economy works. They are the very opposite of stupid. They contribute to the economy working for all of us. Imagine the disaster if the corporate world had to meet those costs itself. Imagine. Well, who are we? Financial ignoramuses. Sorry, listener, I won't presume. I, financial ignoramus, to question Chris and the Capitalist Review. Why should people have free universal health care when we must realise the full cost of these things? Why shouldn't students emerge with massive debt? Why shouldn't people with disabilities learn the real costs of not receiving support? Because we all benefit from corporate welfare. We all benefit from the fossils transitioning from themselves. On fossils, Gina also threw up some very promising ideas to help Jacinta out. Gina always thinking only of what can make True Blue Aussie a better place for all of us, advising wisely that her friend Donald's tariff agenda meant True Blue Aussie must slash business taxes and costs, slash fees on farmers and the resource industry and business generally, and cancel the Paris Agreement, which is a barrier to the fossils doing what the fossils do best. Selfless, and possibly even more selfless, if the areas Gina singled out, the resource, industry and agriculture, weren't the two major areas from which she succeeds as remaining True Blue Aussie's filthiest rich of the filthy rich. But a few important clues for Jacinta. Slash government spending by slashing government income. And as for the Paris Agreement, no real need to worry, Gina, or Jacinta for that matter, for already the government has cancelled doing anything serious, anything meaningful about it. We mentioned last week another great fossil, Rio Tinto the planet, has been hit with a catastrophe. After years of leading the way in maintaining the deunionisation of the Pilbara resource giants, its bloody ingrate workers voted to join the Western Resource Union Alliance, opening poor Rio Tinto to both having to negotiate an agreement and, worse, protected industrial action. Now, no connection, but this week, Rio Tinto has discovered its training and family travel allowances for remote area workers have been far too low, and out of the goodness of its great big heart has increased them by 50%. And only the most cynical person would suggest there is the slightest relationship between Rio Tinto's sudden burst of generosity and the threat of evil, evil unionisation. In fact, if the evil unions really cared about the good of all of us, as the caring employers, Gina a fine example, caring employers do, they would be doing their best to eradicate jobs. For the Reserve Losses Bank Supremo Michelle Bulldust declared yet again there was still not nearly enough unemployed for the bank to contemplate another interest rate cut. And imagine how much better off the unemployed would be if they could enjoy an interest rate cut of, say, 0.25%. Finally, as the state socialist government does its bit to solve the housing problem by building more and more jails to house the more and more people it intends to house in those jails, still not nearly enough, according to Lord Rupert of Wapping, whose campaign has triggered the government's gutsy reaction, the Port Phillip Council must be commended for its solution to homelessness in this city. Fine them. Make it a crime. Paying the fine shouldn't be too much of a problem, highlighting the logical intelligence of the Port Phillip proposal. But if, just by chance, the fine does create a bit of a liquidity problem, they can then be housed in Jacinta's prisons, a roof over their heads. Win-win. Good morning.